Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf, Shir sponsor, Lui Nishmas, Ambi HaKoshom, Leah Basitzchok. We're holding Yevomis Daf Tzadik Zayin. The Gemara in Mudalev at the top concludes with Rav Yudah Omer Rav starting in the end of previous Amud. The dear Rav Yudah Omer Rav dash in the Pasuk, Agur Be'orelecho Oilomim. So David HaMelech is saying, I want to live in both worlds. Says the Gemara, what does it mean both worlds? You want someone to say a Shmuel in his name in this world. And the Gemara tells us over here, the Omar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Mishirim Ben Yochai, Kol Tamichochem Shoyimim Dvar Shmua Mipi Boil Maze, Ain't Tamichochem that they quote him in this world, Sivsa Soiv Devivos Bekever. His lips are moving in the caver, he's actually talking in this world. So in Divir Rabbi Seinu, and we'll see soon how they deviate in explaining it Lamaise, but everybody goes with a similar Mahalach. That the idea of Agur Be'orelecho Oilomim, the living in the world there, the world down here, the reason is because the Ikar Tzures HaAdam, the Ikar Mokam HaAvoido of the Adam, is when the Neshama and the Guf are together. You have the Neshama, and then you have the Guf down here in this world, then you have Mokam HaAvoido. When you go up to Shemayim, that's Mokam you get Tzchar. That's the place where you live, where it's the end of life. Meaning the Ikar Tzures HaAdam, the way he works, the way he's supposed to be, the way we can accomplish the most is when the Adam is in this world and the Neshama and Guf together. So the Gemara says, if someone quotes somebody who was Nifter, he is right now in this world. And that Kiyum that he has in this world, that for him, living in the world up there and the world down here. How exactly does this work? So if I should go in different ways, we'll quote here three different explanations. Explanation number one is what the Maharal says, and so seems to be Aris Tvash says, and many others, is that we already mentioned in the Shurim in the past, that when Adam is Nifter, there's something of the Neshama that stays with the body down here in the world. And that's what's called Havlo de Garmi, the Hevel, the spirit on the bones, and Chazal Sefer HaZohar Marichen it, meaning there is some kind of life that stays, even when everything is decomposed, there's something that remains. Says the Maharal, we're talking about that little chius, a little livelihood that's still here. And that is the what is being revived through the Divrei Torah. You say Divrei Torah. So the Neshama up there in Shemayim connects to the livelihood which is down here in the world. And that connection brings a living of the tzaddik up there in Shemayim and down here in the world, connecting both worlds together. The Bnei Yisachar also is ma'arich on this subject. And he goes on to say that the way a person connects is through his Talmidim. Meaning a Talmid is the body of his Rebbe. So the Rebbe said Torah, and now the Talmid goes on, and he becomes the mouthpiece of the Rebbe. Now the Neshama of the Rebbe can connect to the body of the Talmid. And that is the Chibur of Neshama to Guf that he has, because he has where he were to connect down this world. And he adds that this really revives the Guf of the Tzaddik as well. It's a Kli that is doing a Melocha L'day Kli Acher. It's a vessel doing a Melocha with another vessel, and that's the way of Chibur Neshama the Guf that the Tzaddik has. L'chor, with this connects very well with what Etz Yosef says over here in the Yaakov. He says Rabbi Yochanan was very makbid on this because he had no children. We know he buried 10 children. So he had no children. His life is continuing through his Talmidim. But Mashma from what he says, that someone does have children, so then he doesn't need it because bro kara de'avuo, the son continues the walk of his father, and he brings that goof in this world that the neshama needs. And finally, the third pshat we're going to bring here is what Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chover explains, and so I saw the Lesher brings in his Hakdama, that the idea is al pi kabbalah, whenever there is Torah coming through a human being, that creates a new guf that belongs to this person. As if to say, a person has his physical existence, and a person has his existence from Torah. The Torah that is mechadish is not just a conceptual idea, but every time a person has a chidush Torah, he's creating a whole new body, a whole new chius in the world. And that chius belongs to him, that's a mini tchias amazing that he has. Whenever Tamei Chacham is being quoted down the world, here he has now the new chius that he can do also in his lifetime. Creating here a new life, creating here a new existence of Torah, of neshama and guf of Torah, and that's what quoting a Torah in the name of somebody else, that's what it brings, and all leads to living in both worlds, having the neshama there in Shamayim, and living with the guf down in the Haaretz, and that's ultimately what the tzaddiki want the most. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.